Unit 20. Consonant clusters 2. At the end and in the middle of words. Task 1. Say past tenses. 1A. Listen and repeat these verbs. 1.
Dragged. Escaped. Grabbed. Locked. Opened. Robbed. Rushed. Unlocked.
2.
Cracked. Dropped. Helped. Jumped. Knocked. Smashed. Wiped.
1B. Look at the stories on page 82. When you have filled the gaps, you can listen to check. 1.
Three masked men robbed the city bank yesterday. When the doors were unlocked, they rushed in. They grabbed the manager and dragged him into the strong room. They opened the safe with his keys. Then they locked the manager in and escaped with £30,000.
2.
When I knocked at the door, he jumped and dropped 3 eggs on the floor. Of course, they smashed. I helped him as he wiped up the mess. His glasses fell on the floor. The glass cracked.
Unit 20, Task 2. Say final clusters. 2-1. Listen and repeat these phrases. Notice that both words are stressed, but the first word has the stronger stress.
Sports shirts. Maths books. Bookshelves. Reading lamp. Postcards. Tennis shorts.
2-2-A. Listen to this conversation between a young man and his mother. She repeats what he says while she thinks about it. Notice how her voice rises.
Have you seen my sports shirts?
Your sports shirts? They're being washed.
Have you moved my maths books?
Your maths books? They're on the bookshelves.
Have you taken my reading lamp?
Your reading lamp? No, it's on the desk.
Can I borrow some postcards?
Postcards? All right. They're in the drawer with the envelopes.
Will you iron my tennis shorts?
Your tennis shorts? No, you can iron them yourself.
Unit 20, Task 3. Say T or D followed by N. 3A. Listen to this conversation in a department store. Notice the intonation of A's polite phrases.
Excuse me, I'm looking for some sewing cotton.
Pardon?
I'm looking for some sewing cotton. Can you tell me which department I need?
I'm not certain.
Well, is it fashion or haberdashery?
I don't know. You'd better ask an assistant.
I beg your pardon. I thought you were an assistant.
3B. Make similar conversations using the information on page 83. Independent students, take the part of A. You can listen to B. Start your conversation now.
Pardon? I'm not certain. I don't know. You'd better ask an assistant.
Unit 20, Task 4. Say T, D or N, followed by L. 4A. Listen to this notice.
Raffle. Prizes to be won, big and little. An electric kettle, a bottle of wine, an atlas, a Victorian medal, a pair of headlights, a packet of needles, a jar of dried rose petals, a model of the Channel Tunnel.
Unit 20, Task 5. Say clusters. Listen to these instructions for keep fit exercises.
Stand with your back straight and feet a little way apart. Your toes should be pointing to the front. Swing your arms up. Keep them straight. Stretch up with your hands high up above your head and relax. Put the backs of your hands on your ribs just above the waist. Feel your ribs move outwards as you breathe in. Take a deep breath, hold it, and breathe out. Put your hands by your sides. Circle your head. This helps to relax the neck. Put your head down in front. Turn it to the right. Now let your head drop back, and round to the left, and in front again. Put your hands on your hips. Bend to the side, first left, then right, and rest.
Unit 20, Task 6. Say longer clusters of consonants. 6A. Listen.
Last Sunday I had a strange dream. I was walking up a long street. I came into a small square with a fountain. There was a big church. A bride was standing outside in a beautiful wedding dress. Suddenly, there was a loud cry from a tall building opposite. The bridegroom was looking out of a window on the fifth floor. He jumped into the fountain with a big splash. Then I woke up.
6B. Listen and repeat these false statements about the dream in 6A.
She was walking over a wide bridge. She came into a small street. A bride was standing outside a small cottage. There was a loud cry from the church. The bridegroom was on the roof of the tall building. He jumped through the window of the big church.
Now say each of the statements on page 84 correctly. Use stress and intonation to emphasize the correct facts.